That, because those were classic series back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
A good Sacramento, LA, the NBA might need that right now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. I got Kevin Romar, my man Mark Daniels online, and my man WB, the CEO, is also in the building. Huge shout out to the Rev and CJ. Hopefully we can get a word from them in the next upcoming weeks. They some busy men, but I'm always thankful when they can come on and share their insight. And right now we're still talking basketball and how awesome this NBA playoffs has been to us. Yes, it has. And we're still talking about the Golden State Warriors. Now, I know that Draymond, Villain Brooks, you know, they're dirty players. But I think, you know, the game needs players like that. I know a lot of guys, especially on the panel, may not agree with me. But it brings the excitement. It brings the drama. It brings the entertainment value. It boosts the entertainment value up for those that are really not into the basketball, that are watching it for the BS. Yeah, they're entertained. The sports aficionados, they get what they get. They get what they need. They're entertained. So I kind of like, now, Draymond's a dirty player. Cool. Can we also label Sabonis as one too?
Yep.
Because anybody that has a problem, that does not have a problem with Sabonis grabbing Draymond's ankle and don't feel like he deserved to get stomped in his chest, I want y'all to talk to Bo Jackson. Tell him how he felt when someone grabbed his leg and held on and turned. Y'all do remember that, right?
That was football.
But still.
And Sabonis looked like a defensive tackle trying to, he ain't look like a basketball player in that move. Y'all wish Bo Jackson would have stomped dude in his chest, huh? So come on, all I'm saying is, it's gotta go both ways.
And the people fighting about it because it's consistency across the board. It's so many double standards going around, like people can argue about this and that, and, you know, this is a dirty play. You know, I'm thinking Sabonis should have got at least a one game suspension as well. Even though people took
Sabonis should have got stomped in his head.
Well,
I'm sorry. I do not feel sorry for him whatsoever. I do not feel like Draymond should have got suspended for that. But you can't fight his reputation. It is what it is.
You know, that ain't the WWE.
That's right.
No, it ain't.
And you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Sabonis was playing a stupid game. He deserved to get kicked in the head. That's just me. That's just me.
That's just pitiful.
Look, you almost made me spit in my water just now with that.
Roma, oh. you play basketball every now and then. If you were Draymond Green and someone grabbed and it fell to the ground and someone grabbed your ankle like that, what would you do? That.
Oh, yeah, he'd do it. He would do it. Me, the way I played, I tried to hurt me and it didn't succeed. I just probably go.
But how would you get out of it?
He'll find a way. He'll find a way somehow.
I don't believe it. I'd probably just put dead weight on.
See, yeah, because this Roma is the perfect example, perfect person to ask this question. Because if you see him play basketball, he plays basketball sometimes like he's playing football. He's kind of a big load to deal with down low.
I know. No, I don't play bully ball. I just know how to use my weight.
Yeah, he's got a smooth Carmelo.
He has
a smooth Carmelo Anthony pinball kind of game down there. Guys, the finishes bounce off of him in pain, but it's real smooth. You should check it out.
Don't get mad at me because
I ain't mad at you. I'm a fan. I mean, hey. If I was a gambling man, I'd put money on you.
You can't put somebody on me that's
underweight.
Yeah, I don't care if you're taller than me or whatever. You can't do that with me.
Yeah, you just throw that weight around. So, Mark. The way it is, before we turn this over to the football, we start talking about the NFL draft and things of that nature and all things NFL. I need you guys take, well, not your take, your predictions. Who y'all got? Who y'all want? I want to see Lakers versus Celtics. The way this thing's going now, as we're wrapping up the NBA, who you want to see in the finals?
Well, of course, the Lakers. Man, they play Boston. They ain't winning that series. But I do want to see them play Boston. I want to see that old rivalry restored. Boston got to take care of business in Philly first. But I want to see the Lakers in Boston. I think that's what the networks want it. I think that's what the fans would. It would be off the chain if they play. I'm going with Lakers in Boston.
I like the Knicks, but I don't see them getting to the NBA finals. Well, it stops if they play Boston.
If they play Boston, it stops.
Yeah, but my prediction, a finals that I'd like to see, it's a throwback one also. But now I'm seeing the Lakers in the 76ers.
I don't think Philly has enough.
They might know, but I'm just saying.
I think that would be great. But I think that'd be more towards the Lakers' advantage if you want to know the truth. Because if they play Boston, that's going to get rough.
So, Kevin, who you got?
I would take Boston for the East. In the West, man, as much as I would love to see a throwback from the Leo Lakers Celtics, I'm going to have to go with Phoenix. I mean, because I say, I think because KD's got something to prove. Chris Paul, he definitely got something to prove on his own. You know, can't win the big one or whatever. So I'm going to go with Suns against Celtics.
That's what I thought that would have been it last year.
Okay, so everybody got their predictions in. There's no wrong answers at the current moment. We're going to revisit this next week because mine is subject to change. Right now, I have no horse in this race, and my NBA predictions have been absolutely atrocious, so I'm just going to stick with the popular opinion, the more popular choice right now, Lakers versus Celtics. I ain't got no facts, nothing to back that up right now because I need – as far as the NBA, I need to retool that, you know, so I'm not going to.
I think we all do.
I don't want to put on the more blasphemous BS that have someone, losing their money in Vegas behind what I say. Nah, I got to tighten up when it comes to the NBA. So right now it is Lakers versus Celtics for me. So switching gears to the NFL, man, oh man, a lot has been going down since I last seen you guys first. Aaron Rodgers is now officially a Jet. Jalen Hurston got his money. Lamar Jackson got his money. Odell Beckham is a Raven now, isn't it?
Yes.
That happened since the last time I seen you guys?
Yeah.
Odell Beckham's a Raven now. First two rounds of the NFL draft. Guys. Whew, I just said a lot right there.
Yeah.
Your biggest takeaway so far before we start getting down to the meat and potatoes of these things?
I got a question. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, let me ask one question before you get down to the meat and potatoes here. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. What is he going to do this year?
If he's not at OTAs, they ain't going nowhere.
Going anywhere anyway.
No, they have a squad.
Oh, they going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They have a squad. They got a good defense. They did some good things in the draft right there that I'm about to pull up in a few minutes. They got the boy Alan Lazard. They brought in, I can't think of the guy's name. But they got some weapons.
I was liking it just before Aaron Rodgers showed up. I didn't like him when he was in Green Bay. I didn't like him anyway. I did like him the first few years in Green Bay, you know, when he was more humble and stuff like that. I understand now. Humility and football, they really don't go together a lot. But this guy is just like, think he's a prima donna. Now, I think he has one Super Bowl. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
That's all he's getting, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting. Nope, not an Aaron Rodgers fan, though. And besides, he's hung up in that Brett Favre scandal, too.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it, I mean, people, you know, when you get all these people talking about, oh, yeah, the Jets are going to take over. They're the first place. Not necessarily. Hold your horses on that one, because don't be, remember how everybody was hyping up about Russell Wilson when he went to Denver, and everybody was going to say, oh, Denver's going to take over the division, and look what happened to that. So I'm not, you know, I still think that division is going to come down between Buffalo and the Dolphins. So, I mean, and chemistry does not work. I mean, and keep in mind, A-Rod just came off his worst season in Green Bay. So he's got a lot to prove. You know, they can be a playoff team, but I don't see it. I don't really see a deep run. If they get in, I don't see him making past first round, to be honest with you. So, I mean, chemistry, as we all know, takes time. So we don't, like I said, man, it's a definite upgrade, for sure. It was something that Jets desperately needed, and they got the weapons that they, you know, acquired, which I definitely give them credit for that. But let's not, you know, rush to the door and be like, oh, man, they're going to take over. No, hold your horses on that. You still got, like, Josh Allen over there and Tua, and hopefully Tua can stay healthy for the duration of next season.
I understand that, but yeah, the Jets do have a squad though. You got they got Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. So he has weapons to throw it to. CJ Uzama, Corey Davis, Mecole Hardman came over from the Chiefs. It's not like the cupboard is bare, and they got Alan Lazard. It's not like the cupboard's bare over there, and I haven't even gotten to the defense, which is one of my favorite players coming up right now, Sauce Gardner at the number one wide receiver spot. And he's been regarded even last season as one of the best cornerbacks in football. Lockdown corner. And you got Chuck Clark, the safety. There's a question mark on Mekhi Becton. There's some serious reservations about him, but.
They say, even transformed his body a little bit this year.
Let's hope so.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's all good on paper, but can you do it on the field when it counts? That's a bigger question.
Yeah, so they have, and also I'm worried about the health of their guard, Elijah Vera Tucker. If he comes back healthy, Breece Hall comes back healthy, and they can develop some depth around here, Robert Saleh can get this defense going. Yes, New York is going to be a problem. How big of a problem? Now that's the question. They're going to win some games that you wouldn't think they was going to win. They probably get some guys up out of there early, but they're not going to get no guys. They're not. Let's see how it is. Let's see if they can make the postseason. But if they're not tough, they're going to make it tough for somebody. So I'm not going to sit up here and just totally dismiss the New York Jets. But if Aaron Rodgers does not get it going, if he's not in OTAs, if he's not in training camps, if he finds a way to miss all the off-season voluntary workouts that they're going to need for him to get acquainted with his new team in that division, in that conference, then I do not see him making the playoffs. But man, Aaron Rodgers, just like Jalen Hurts, just like Lamar Jackson, y'all got that bag now. The expectations is playoffs or bust. There's no excuses why you can't make the playoffs, because you're not paying X amount. You're not paying, you know, that boatload of money to miss the postseason. You gotta have that capital to get it going. So guys, we have three rounds of the NFL draft in the books. Starting off with the first round, which was very amazing. I'm pulling it up on my ESPN app right now because I want to get everything straight. Hold on, give me one second. Rounds first one, and the first round. And there was no surprise of the first. Honestly, it's not a first. It's not a surprise the first two picks. Bryce Young going number one. C.J. Stroud going number two. Bryce Young going to the Carolina Panthers. I think this was a no-brainer. I think everybody and their grandmother knew that Bryce Young was going there. And we'll see how good of a fit that is. Carolina has a lot of rebuilding, but they are doing some things, putting everything in the right direction. Well, I like that number two. I thought this was so gangster. The Houston Texans drafted C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State and then traded back up to number three, mm-hmm. gave half of their boatload of draft capital to move back up into the second round because it really didn't hurt them. They gave them like a second this year, pick swap this year for one of their other picks. And I think two picks next year, first and second next year, which they had that was extra, behind the whole Deshaun Watson deal. So they had draft capital to do this. They moved right back up into the third overall pick, and drafted Will Anderson. I thought that was gangster. What your guys take on that?
Well, one of my first takes was, outside of what I just told you earlier about you made the right, how you made the perfect call on Jalen Carter, which we'll get into that shortly. Now, out of the first four picks, three of them were quarterbacks. Three black quarterbacks. For the first time in NFL history, three black quarterbacks were taken in the first four picks.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, that right there, we gotta acknowledge that fact, because like I said, it's very rare you see that many taken within the first five, picks of his own, and also notice mostly Alabama. If you went to Alabama or Ohio State, you're gonna get picked like relatively quickly. So that was one of my first takes. And then also posted on Thursday that no wide receiver was taken in the first 10 picks, which I thought was kind of strange.
Well, when you go down by the teams, the need it just was not there. Mm-hmm. Just like for instance, we're still at number two and number three. We're gonna go down the line.
I might be reaching at what I'm about to say, but I think out of the quarterbacks they've drafted, out of them three quarterbacks. And them three teams that pick quarterbacks, I think Indianapolis got the best quarterback out of the deal.
And I was just about to get there right there. Number four, and the Colts picked up Anthony Richardson. And I can't disagree with you. Right now, everything's fresh. There's no wrong answers right now. But Anthony Richardson, as far as the best situation, absolutely. Because Shane Steichen, the former offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia, he's fresh off a Super Bowl appearance. He is now the new head coach in Indianapolis. And Anthony Richardson, I'm not comparing him to Jalen Hurts, but he does have he has certain attributes. He has a strong arm. He runs the ball. He's physical. He can be a dual threat. And give Shane Steichen someone like Anthony Richardson, this could be a match made in heaven. I really like this pick for all parties involved. I like it for Indianapolis, and I like it for Anthony Richardson, because you already know that you're going to have a head coach that's going to cater our offense around what you do best. And there's no greater feeling if you're going to be a signal caller, because that's what everybody's going to depend on you for. So hats off to them. I love that move. I love that move for them. Now, I'm gonna give you guys. It's 10:24. It is a Studio W Sports page brought to you guys by J&J, and we're gonna we're talking about the NFL draft. What do you guys think about the Devin Witherspoon going to Seattle at number five? I think that was I honestly think that fulfilling a need like that. Yes, they do need cornerbacks. But do you think that they might have reached there for a cornerback at number six?
Yeah. You mean like, pull the trigger too soon? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I'm gonna get to my point in a second.
I would say yeah, because right, if I was them, you know who I would have got with that fifth pick? I would have got the linebacker from Georgia. I would have grabbed Nolan.
Well, you'd have grabbed what, Jalen Carter?
Nolan
Smith.
Give me another
Bobby Wagner type linebacker in the middle of my defense.
Absolutely. Now, see, I'm not knocking Seattle for picking up Devin Witherspoon, but if you look at the guys, and we're going to go, I'm just going to give you the rundown. But if you go in depth, I'm going to give you the rundown real quick. Paris Johnson went after him. Tyree Wilson, Bijan Robinson, Jalen Carter, Darnell Wright, Peter Skoronski, Jahmyr Gibbs. That's 6 through 12. I can make a case that everybody I just named, Seattle could have used before a need of Devin Witherspoon. I can make a case for all throw. I'm talking about from defensive end, running back, defensive tackle, linebacker, offensive tackle. They have a need for all of those more than a cornerback. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say that this was a need, yes, their defense was atrocious. It was absolutely atrocious. I mean, the cornerback play was terrible, but you build your defense from the inside out. You build your team from the inside out. You need an offensive tackle. You needed a defensive end. You needed a defensive tackle. Build those trenches up. Then you go to the outside. Then, you know, get to the outside. But I can't knock them.
I guess I can't knock them too hard. I guess in their eyes, you got to start somewhere. Like you did say a second ago, there was a need on defense somewhere, whether it's those positions you mentioned, or it could be somewhere in the secondary. So you got.
They need everything.
Well,
on defense.
There you go. So you got to.
I can't knock them forward.
Right.
But I went and addressed the line first before I addressed the secondary. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Right.
But I can't knock them for that because their secondary was
pretty bad also along with the line.
Yes.
So yeah,
I can't be too. Okay. So the next pick, the Arizona Cardinals picked, in my opinion, the best offensive lineman in the draft, Paris Johnson out of Ohio State. What do you guys think about that?
Good move to help.
It was very interesting how they traded down from 3 to 6. Now, I'm wondering if they would have kept that original pick, would they still picked him up at that point?
I don't think so.
No, I think they would have got Will Anderson.
Yeah, they would have went defense.
They was literally going to pick the best player available.
They moved out of that position to get the player they wanted.
And get an extra, and they got a nice haul for it too. So yeah. I can't knock them at all. You just a swap a few spots, you're still gonna get the same guy. Plus, you get an extra first and a second next year. I was hoping Philadelphia would have got that deal and trade out number 10. Wasn't going to happen, but right. That's why I was kind of hoping that, you know, a top 10 pick we was going to find somebody that was going to, you know, give us a haul for number 10. You know, because it's sucker born every day, but it just didn't happen. Well, it kind of did. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. Tyree Jackson. The Raiders picked up Tyree Jackson, defensive end out of Texas Tech. God. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a reach.
Really?
Because Nolan Smith was on the board. Nolan Smith was on the board. Jeremy Carr was on. Was he the best defensive end in this draft?
Who's to say? I mean, we don't really know for sure, I guess. Because now we're talking about so much on Nolan Smith, and he dropped all the way down at the end of the first round.
Yeah, Lucas Van Ness, what everybody was raving about, you know, for the past few months. He dropped number 13. I didn't really hear much about Tyree Wilson. But don't get me wrong, solid dude, 6'6", 271, a monster. I saw the tape.
On the other end for Max.
But you know, it's funny how now all this is coming together again. Now, and y'all picked him up where he could have been taken anywhere else on the board, a lot higher. again, this where Ski Mask Howie comes into play.
Oh, no, 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 not yet, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, not yet, huh?
Not yet, not yet, because that's number seven.
Oh.
Now, number eight. Now, this is where I had, at first, with your prisoner of the moment, you see everything for what it is. At first, you're like, oh yeah, this is a reach. But in hindsight, it's really not. After you take a deep breath,
I was a little surprised.
Let the adrenaline settle down and really lay everything out on the table for the Atlanta Falcons. This was not a bad pickup picking up Bijan Robinson at number eight. Cause number one, think about this. We're talking about ATL. Mm-hmm. ATL needs attraction. This is a big city, right? Like it's a big city. They need attraction. So that first round pick, you can't think of it just like you would, you know, our football, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, and all those other markets. This is a party city. You need flashy guys. No one. So Bijan Robinson is a value pick for them in that aspect at number 10. Now, you go down the roster. Now, like I said, you got to think of this as Atlanta Falcons. One must be of the belief that they are all in on Desmond Ridder if you're going to draft a running back in the first round right now. When you got Will Levis and Hilton Hooker still on the board, you must really think that they're all in on Desmond. Now they had a decent running back last season. I can't think of his name, but they drafted Drake London. They drafted Kyle Pitts in the first round the past 2 years, respectively.
Right.
So now you drafted a running back in the first round. So you got a first round running back, a first round wide receiver, and a first round tight end on your roster. So one can figure they'll probably try to via free agency, they rebuilt their trenches. I think Grady Jarrett's still there, right? They got Jesse Bates from Cincinnati.
Right.
They got another. I can't think. I'm going off the top of my head. I don't have no notes in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. But they got a couple pieces, you know, key pieces via free agency. So this team is going to be competitive. So when you look at it that way, this is not a bad. Bijan Robinson is not a bad pick for Atlanta. Now, we gotta understand Atlanta has not won anything, so they're not given that benefit of the doubt.
Well, actually, that this division is wide open now.
Right.
So I can see that one angle that you say is not a bad pick because, in truth be told, I mean, anybody can win. Like I said, it's up for grabs. Because like I said, that Tom Brady's gone, you know.
Now just got to address the line. Because you got to think about nowadays, they already had one good running back. Can't think of the other guy's name. Now you get two good running backs. You got two good running backs on your roster. A number one wide receiver and a number one tight end. A tight end that can take it to the house. So if you're all in on Desmond Ridder, Bijan Robinson was a good pick for you. So
you know what? It's funny. That may turn out to be a hidden gem. When the season starts, what, September? So basically, well, I say within the first 4 weeks, I guess we'll go back to this. But I'll say, remember what I told you about 6 months ago about when the draft came on and y'all picked who we picked up and did it? And I'm thinking like, okay. You know, and sometimes you have to sit and marinate on it for a few months. And like I said, it's wide open now, so anybody can use it. So I guess in a way you're right that it wasn't a bad pick, but everybody else was thinking like, wait, what? Like, how did they take a run? Like, they could have picked anybody else on the board.
Yes.
See, they get so much more. They get so much with the pick with Robinson because you can line him up in the slot as a slot receiver. He can do so many things. Outside of being a running back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, because they showed a few tapes, a clips on that on tape, too.
Yeah, you know, and he ain't scared of contact.
From the snippets that was I saw.
That's why I said it could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Then you think about it. You can put Cordell Patterson back at his true position.
Let's keep it a fast. What is his true position, though?
A wide receiver.
You sure about that?
Yes, he came in the league as a wide receiver and a punter.
But what is he better at?
I thought he was better than kick returns.
Better running back, but just having him
right
at wide receiver gives you, make you even that much more.
I don't even, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, Roman.
He big.
But I'm emphasizing what you're saying, because his true position, there really is no true position for him, in my opinion. Yeah, he came in as a wide receiver. He's better at running back. He can take it to the house on kick and punt return.
So it's no one thing.
Yeah, it's no, he just.
I mean, it's.
Where he, you're going to have to account for him when you see him on the field.
Account for him on the field.
So basically, he's a dangerous asset to have.
Yes.
And in
more than one position.
So, and while I'm thinking about it, it's a good time, you know, guys, you know, we are doing a Studio W Fantasy League this year where I will not be a commissioner. But, I mean, I will not be a participant, but I will be a commissioner. The scoring is going to be a little bit different, and guys like Cordell Patterson will thrive in my fantasy league because he's a quadruple threat. I'm talking about kick return, punt return, passing game, and running game. Guys like him thrive in my division. So keep that in mind if you sign up for my league. There's no cost for my league, but there is a prize at the end. And Joseph Hickey, if you're listening, brother, I still got your trophy. Tell him something. Joe's my last year's champion. I got his trophy in the back, in the trunk of my car. Now I'm trying to unload it on, but he's been a hard person to find. Fly Eagles, fly anyway. But guys, down to number 9. Well, it was a pick owned by Chicago Bears because they traded back from Carolina. I know we're going to get to Washington. We're going to get to Washington. Okay.
Talking about that, man. You just, come on.
Yeah. That's right. So Philadelphia had a tip that someone's going to try to trade up, and I told you guys months ago, Jalen Carter was not getting past Philadelphia at 10. We did not even go there. We went and traded up, gave the Chicago Bears a fourth round pick to swap spots to number 9 to pick up Jalen Carter, which I feel like is an excellent value pick. A lot of draft boards gave my Philadelphia Eagles an A on that. I thought that, and I told you months ago.
Yeah, you did.
He was not getting past number 9, and I was right. So pat myself on the back, well, self high five. Thank you. Okay.
Now you're going too far.
I only did that because Roman wanted to just go ahead and get on with the show.
you might want to congratulate him for his poor performance and his lack of being in shape at the draft.
But see, we never cared about that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. With all that happening, his stock dropped. He could have been
number one.
He could have been gone in them first three picks.
He could have went number. They say he could have went number one last season,
but he could have been top three still this year.
So I'm thankful for everything, and I feel like he's gone into the best right situation. And also at number 3, getting this out the way now, so we ain't got to talk about this later. That's where Nolan Smith fell to us. We didn't have to trade up to get him now. He was just right there at number 30. So, the first round, Philadelphia, you know, went and got the best guys available on the board. So it's going to be a real interesting mix. Now, I'm not going to sit up and say that Nolan Smith's going to start right away, even though I could. We're going to see how everything goes. But for right now, he looks like he's going to be starting right next to N'Kobe Dean and,
I mean,
and Hassan Reddick at the linebacker spot.
Well, I mean, I can't see why he couldn't start because, I mean, like, y'all lost quite a few people.
Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Jordan Davis and Carter right there in the middle.
Yeah, I mean.
Josh Sweat and BG right there on the outside.
I mean, if you want to feed him to the fire, you know, if you want to get your feet wet, like, relatively quickly, this is the best place to start.
Yes.
So, to me, if you look at it that way, yeah, I can see him as an instant starter before too long. Yeah, I would plug him in there right away just to see how well he does and how well he's going to adjust, you know, because like I say, everything's going to come at you fast. Because yeah. now it's like, okay, you may get burned a few times. Okay. Now it's time to make an adjustment. And they got all the mentors they need beside them. So you got people around you that's going to help you along the way. The main thing about it, as we see all the time, is communication along the lines. So I don't think, like I say, Nolan Smith, he's in a very, very good spot. Very good spot.
Yeah. So follow Philadelphia at 10 and 11. Chicago and Tennessee, they picked up some offensive tackles. Donnell Wright out of Tennessee went to Chicago. And Peter Skoronski, who people thought he was going to be a top five pick potentially, but especially top 10, he just slipped out the top 10, went number 11 to Tennessee. I thought was very good picks, very predictable picks. You know, these guys, these both teams, they need offensive tackle, especially Chicago. You got to find someone to stand to keep Justin Fields' jersey clean, because they're expecting big things out of Justin Fields this upcoming season. Mm-hmm. They're expecting him to make that leap, that Jalen Hurts, quote unquote, type leap.
And that division also, I think, is wide open too.
Wide open. Oh, going to number 12, I love the pick of Detroit Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs. He's going to go in right away. I really like what Detroit did in this draft. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna get to that later on, but in the upcoming weeks.
It's too early for them to pull a gun on a running back like they did.
But where else was it?
They got a nice stable without it. They could have used that and went out and really filled the need that they needed at the time. Running back was not a need that they needed.
So in your eyes, Romar, what do you think they needed?
Beef up that offensive line, or win it, or get another D end to go help open things up for the boy from Michigan.
Yeah, see, but the thing was, the two offensive linemen they had on their board went to the two picks right before them.
Could have found another one.
Has to fit the pick.
Or they could have went corner, because you just gave one away. You gave the boy away from Ohio State to Atlanta.
We're gonna have more on that in a second, because they did address that need too. They addressed that need too, and like I said, I had to preface that at first how I like what they did in the draft, because they did, yes, they got rid of a corner, but they went back. Oh, I think it was the second round. They got Brian Branch. They got Brian Branch from Alabama. Yeah, Joy Porter in the second round
went to Pittsburgh.
Because I saw it. Yeah,
we should have got him.
Yeah. So how did you guys do in this draft?
We went defense, and then we picked up an offensive guard in the third round.
Is it in it?
We got two corners in the first, and we put our first two picks in the first and second round.
I'm gonna defer to you guys when we talk about Washington, because like I said, you guys are not my enemies right now. Well, I got all off season. I argue with other Eagles fans as far as what the best thing we should do. Every fan base has his group of idiots. We all this is not news. So I save the football beef for other teams for the season. So. Just know, I'm not, when I ask you guys these questions, I'm not doing this to throw shade.
Right.
So.
We get it.
So, who you guys wish y'all could have picked up?
I wish we would have got Joy Porter Jr.
I can see that, because he went the first.
I kind of wish that we could have moved up and got the quarterback that Indianapolis got.
I like y'all pick Emmanuel Forbes.
I like him at the corner position. I like the two corners that we went and got.
One person I'm glad y'all didn't get Hendon Hooker. Yeah, I really
we was looking at him.
I really thought that was going to be the move for you guys. I really thought y'all
ended up in Detroit.
Which I think is another good. That's why I said I like what Detroit did, because I'm not sold on Jerry. You guys sold on Jared Goff, let's be honest. Jared Goff got that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
for how long?
Maybe another, what, year or two, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so you get Hendon Hooker the third round. That's not that's good value right there, right?
Yeah.
Because you get he's a good quarterback. He was a great quarterback in college. He had a knee injury. He was projected to go first round before a knee injury. So he goes in the third round, so you're not projecting him to start. He can sit back, develop, and if that knee or something's not ready, you still got a little bit longer to rehab it. So I kind of like it. So there's a lease on Jared Goff, but it's a long one. But it's not enough for him to hit the panic button and ask for a trade.
No. He in a good situation right there.
Yeah. So
only thing you got to get through. They're gonna have to get through them first six games without their best wide receiver.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, the views and opinions of Emil Brown are those solely of Emil Brown, not those of Studio WWB management and or staff. Yo, Dan Campbell, let me holler at your player. And my Teddy Long voice. Let me holler at your player. Now, I'm going to keep it 1,000. I respect you, but I don't like you. Nothing that you did. I'm just not a Lions fan. I'm an Eagles fan. I don't like Detroit. Therefore, I don't like it. You want some more respect down me? Get some clean water up there. You know, get some clean water up there before, and we'll start there. But anyway, don't screw this up. Detroit, next to the Arizona Cardinals, y'all have been the most disappointing fan base in NFL history. The only reason why the Arizona Cardinals are on this list, neither one of y'all have won anything. But they're just a dumpster fire waiting to happen. You do not want to be in the same conversation as the Arizona Cardinals, but you guys are. You know why? Because we get to see y'all sorry asses every Thanksgiving, and we are downright sick of it. Give us something to watch. And stop flapping your gums while biting off folks' kneecaps and stuff and play some good football. I'm tired of slaving over these hot stoves and ovens on Thanksgiving morning just to watch y'all and have everybody throw their food up because they're sick and tired of seeing y'all sorry behinds. The division is wide open. You have the pieces in place. You got the tools. You got the attitude. The division is yours to take. If y'all don't do something this season, I don't know what else to tell you. I honestly don't know what to tell you. I'm done. I will never root for y'all again. I will never put no money. You will not hear another good thing about the Detroit Lions if y'all don't turn this season around. Get y'all asses together. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a comment made by Emil Brown, solely up by Emil Brown, and not that of Studio W Sports Page, faculty, management, and or staff. But I know a whole lot of y'all agree with that.
That was one of the funniest rants I've heard in a while.
I ain't got nothing against Detroit.
What kind of press conference was that?
I ain't got nothing against Detroit personally, but come on now.
I'm weak.
Tell them why you mad, son.
I'm weak. I'm already weak off of this.
At least Dallas makes the playoffs consistently. I know we got to see them on Thanksgiving every year. But what have y'all done? Get owned by Aaron Rodgers every year, and before that, got owned by Brett Favre. You know, that's 20 years of ass whoopings y'all been taking. It's time to start dishing some of this back.
And something tells me and of course somebody is gonna be listening on this show and be like, okay, watch this. They're gonna be like, we got something for you.
Mm-hmm. I hope it gets to the right people. Well, I hope to see a change. Jared Goff is set to become a free agent in 2025. You got Hendon Hooker, who was obviously, arguably, could have went number one had he had a healthy season in Tennessee. Had he had a healthy season, and you're going into a division that's butt naked wide open. We don't know what we're getting out of Green Bay. We all know what we're getting out of Chicago. Chicago is on the rise. Minnesota's always on the choke. You can have this division. We do not have to see the same old sorry ass Detroit Lions. But if we do, I'm just going to be of the belief that y'all are cursed. That's us. Tampa Bay at number 18 went and got Kalijah Kansi. Do you think that was a good move?
I think it was filled a necessity or a need at the time. But they should have pulled the gun and got the last quarterback.
Yeah, I thought they could have. I thought Will Levis was going there too.
I think a quarterback should have been the first one, the first need they would have gotten. I mean, I don't know.
If they trust Baker Mayfield, then they own that.
Oh, good. It was that you just answered my other question. I said, who the quarterback they got now?
They got a. He a couple of shots away from being on the bench anyway.
Yeah, all it takes is what two or three bad games, basically. Yeah,
a good night out drinking in them Tampa streets.
Well, let's hope it don't go that far.
All right, another a wide receiver that everybody was creeping up was talking about went number 20 to Seattle. Now, speaking of quarterback situations, you know, they know they gave Geno a little bag, you know. So the question was the size of the bag Geno had. People thought that Seattle still might go out and go for quarterback, but they got Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. You know, we all said Ohio State and Alabama pretty much dominated.
They pretty much dominated the whole first round.
So, but did y'all like this pickup by Seattle?
Well, it gives Geno a weapon to throw to. So, I can't say if I don't like it or not. I mean, we have to see what's on the field eventually. I mean, you know, it's hard to say, well, I hate this pick. I don't like it. Whatever. I mean, it's if you want to call it a sexy pick. Because, you know, Geno needs a weapon to throw to. Like you said, he's got the bag. Now he needs somebody to throw it to.
I think this was a good move to help free up the weapon, the main weapon of DJ Metcalf for his offense.
Yeah, like I said, it gives him an option.
It might be the move that they need, you know what I'm saying, so DK might have a breakout year this year.
It's possible. And so, I mean, people...
Think about it. With them making that pick, you can also now, you can move Tyler Lockett around a little bit more.
Right.
You can put him, now you got a chance where you got Tyler Lockett faced up against a linebacker and stuff like that.
That's going to be problems.
You know, you got two big receivers on the outside now, and now you move Lockett into the slot.
So, are you saying, Romar, that they could become a major problem?
Yeah, that offense could.
Maybe. So, I would put it as a maybe.
And that division, I mean, they're in the NFC West. You got San Francisco. And then you got a rebuilding Rams. And we don't know what we're getting out of the Arizona Cardinals.
You know San Francisco is a defensive-minded team. They use their defense to win all their games. Their offense just got to put up enough points.
Yeah, so I think this is a good. I think this is a good pickup for because this is the beginning of the wide receiver quartet that went in the first round. Jackson Smith and Jigman went there. Then the wide receiver TCU Quentin Johnson went to the Chargers.
I like that for the Chargers.
Zay Flowers went to the Ravens, and Jordan Addison went to USC. Yo, Mark.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, y'all lost me. Yeah.
That's all right. I see. Glad you're back now. We're at pick number 20 and talking about the quartet of wide receivers that go on. So do you think these were good fits for these teams? Jackson Smith and Jigma to Seattle. Quentin Johnson went to the Chargers. Zay Flowers to the Ravens. Jordan Addison to the Vikings.
Yeah, I think they were all pretty good. The dude from Ohio State, he's going to compliment Seattle well because you got DK Metcalf, and then you got the possession dude, Lockett. And you got another guy on the outside. I think that's going to work out great.
That moves Lockett into the slot, like you said. Yeah. A possession receiver. So many ways you can find a way to have a mismatch with Lockett on the linebacker. That's an easy 40 yards across the middle at times.
Yes, yeah. I love that. What about Quentin Johnson from to Los Angeles?
Good, because you don't know if Mike Williams can stay healthy.
And what isn't one of them in a contract year? Mike Williams and what's the other
guy? Yeah, Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, he's in a contract year, right?
Yeah, but he gets hurt a lot too.
Yeah, so some tell me that this might be his last season there.
It could be either one of them last year.
Boy, he could be on the move. I mean, this offseason is far from over. So one of them might be on the move. They can say the same thing about, because they talk about Courtland Sutton might be on the move too in Denver, but that's not, I know we talk about, we keeping the NFC, the AFC West. But Courtland, they drafted a wide receiver, so Courtland Sutton, who was owed $14 billion this season, he might be on the move too. So that's real. So I was thinking about that. It was real interesting that late in the first round, four wide receivers go. I like Zay Flowers going to Baltimore. They got a new offensive coordinator that's going to put a higher priority on the pass game. Still run heavy. But it's going to open up the offense for Zay Flowers. You know, we talk about how OBJ got there 1 year, $15 million. What's the guy? DuVernay, he returns kicks. He's also he could be a number one diva. Was Bateman, what's his name? Wide receiver for
Hey, I met that.
I can't think of the guy's name, the wide receivers for Baltimore, the wide receiver core. They got some weapons.
Edwards, isn't it? I think.
No, that's the tight end.
I
forget who did. I mean, they got Bateman. They got.
Rashad Bateman.
Yeah,
they got weapons. They got weapons. They can make that work. So I like Zay Flowers there. Now, Jordan Addison, I like they do need wide receivers. I don't know how long Adam Thielen is going to be there.
Adam Thielen is in Carolina now.
Oh yeah, so they didn't need it. They didn't need that. They did. He'll replace. So that's right. They still got Justin Jefferson. I don't know what they're going to do with Dalvin Cook though. I think he might be a cap casualty. So that's more to see on that one. The New York Football Giants, this is important to us. They drafted Deion Banks out of Maryland. Do you think that was good?
Corner?
Yes. For New York?
Yeah, some say he was the best corner in the draft, for real.
So that's going to be something to watch out to. Buffalo picked up Dalton Kincaid. I don't really see a lot of tight ends go in the first round. They did need a tight end. I think they should have addressed the offensive line a little bit more. The Dallas Cowboys selected Mazi Smith.
Yeah, but see, that's a mystery right there, because Buffalo got Dawson Knox. So I don't know Dawson Knox. So I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, Buffalo and Dallas, I don't know about their picks. I got to put an incomplete on those.
You know, Jerry loves defensive linemen.
But wasn't? They had better offensive linemen on the board.
No, he dude, the offensive lineman. I thought he was a defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean they had better defensive linemen on the board.
Hey.
Nolan Smith was still there. Brian Breece was still there.
That's what they wanted.
Okay, well, different strokes for different folks. I hope it works out for him. But I get Mazi Smith. He's a run stuffer. Now. And that's his bread and butter. That's his strong suit. But I think for that pick and for your first round pick, you should get someone that's a little bit more versatile. I think Mazi Smith was a little bit more one dimensional. Now that one dimension is dynamic. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not willing to fight in the phone booth with this guy. It's not happening. But same token, I think they could have got more bang for their buck in that. Jacksonville had Anton Harrison, offensive tackle. The Cincinnati Bengals picked up Miles Murphy. I like that pick for them, defensive end. Brian Breece, defensive tackle from Clemson. He is now with the New Orleans Saints. And 31, that's when Nolan Smith, offensive linebacker from Georgia, went to Philadelphia. and Felix Anaduke Uzoma, defensive end for Kansas State, as he is now officially a Kansas City Chiefs. Now, guys, it is 11 o'clock. We're gonna send it over for a few more weeks, and I'm gonna just send this on around the room, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yo, Mark, I'm gonna give you the floor for a few minutes. Let me know what's going on. Anything that you missed that you want to get out, go ahead. The floor is yours now, sir.
The NFL draft, which is, you know, it's going to be crazy. You can't predict what's going to happen. You know, in these NBA playoffs, like I said, I'm praying that the Lakers play the Warriors. I do not want them playing the Kings. it cannot happen. I'm looking forward to the Philly-Boston matchup. I think Boston has the advantage. But, you know, Boston let Atlanta hang around to game six. So there could be some underlying issues there. And that's basically it. Like I said, I'm glad Lamar Jackson finally got his money. He kind of, I mean, for as long as it was dragged out, what he did was seen the deal Jalen Hurts got and basically took it to the front office of Baltimore and said, look, I need more than him. So they gave him $5 million more dollars. He was cool, and now he got to make his money. I mean, he got to earn it on the field. I'm sorry. He's got the money. He got to earn it. And it's going. He doesn't realize through all this controversy, the fire is on him now. The fire is on him. So we definitely see what happens.
Yes, we are all here for the fire. Mark, I appreciate you, my brother. Any fights coming up that we need to be aware of? Mark?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got, like I said, we had Tank last week. We got Canelo going to be fighting, I think, on Cinco de Mayo. He fighting some dude I ain't never even heard of. Outside of that, nothing's really going on in the fight world. We just have to sit back, wait and see. It was a good fight last week, like I said, but it kind of ended the way I thought it would. But outside of that, let's just see what the drafts bring. You know, the one thing that I don't know if anybody brought it up was Will Levis falling to the second round.
Yeah, to the Tennessee.
I think that's where he was supposed to go. I didn't see nothing spectacular with him in Kentucky, just like I'm shocked the brother from Florida got drafted by Indianapolis with the fourth pick. Good luck to him, because when I understand he was a workout warrior, them workout warriors usually don't pan out real well in the NFL.
Well, it depends on how they work out, too. It all depends on how they do. What they're doing. As they're just straight in the gym, they're not incorporating no football, not enough football into their workouts, then yeah, you're absolutely right. But it all depends on what they are working on, because you can't really say just because he's a workout warrior or workhorse that he doesn't pan out. I mean, some of our hardest workers in the game are our goats.
Yeah, but you remember your boy they drafted about 20 years ago, had one of the greatest combines ever.
Right. Yeah.
Mike Mamilo.
Yes. Yeah, you don't get no debate out of me with that one. Mark, I appreciate you. I'll holler at you next week and sometime during the week, because there's a lot of sports going on that we love to talk about. So, but once again, Mark, thank you. I appreciate you, brother. Yo, Roma.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah.
All right, Mark. Yes, sir.
Anything you want to tell the people before you write anything we miss?
No, I'm just interested to see how a couple of these series pan out. I want to see what this game 7 pan out tomorrow with Golden State and Sacramento.
Yeah.
I kind of lean towards Golden State, but for some reason it just don't seem like it's going to click for me, because they are like one of the worst road teams this year. Want to see how this second round, how much LeBron got left in the tank, and how much motivation it does for the team getting getting into the second round, because they are probably the most scariest team in the playoffs in the West right now. Because at times you don't know what Lakers you're gonna get, what Anthony Davis you're gonna have that night. You can't put a finger on what Austin Reeves does. So everything, and you know, I want that Boston Philly series. I think that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, it's all good. NBA playoffs, but NBA action.
Definitely can't wait to the football season start, just because I want to see what these three quarterbacks that got drafted in the first four picks do in their rookie season. Because
first time in history.
But you know, you guaranteed to see all of them stars this year.
Yes. Yeah, you don't go top five and not start day one. First time in history, three African American quarterbacks go top four in the NFL draft.
I want to see what that looks like in the near future, and what other moves that's going to be made throughout this offseason in the NFL that teams do to help better their teams and stuff.
Absolutely.
And see if we finally get sold. I think, when the deal going to get done?
It's going to get done. It's going to get done. And we just waiting for the ink to dry. Roma, I appreciate you, brother, as always.
Oh, and I look forward to completing my goal this week. Come Wednesday.
Come Wednesday, yes. Get educated. That's Roma Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, man.
Hey, we about to ride out, man. Once again, it's been a pleasure. Anything you want to tell the folks before we beat these streets?
Man, ain't nothing much other than the piggyback of what Romar was just saying. The Game 7 series is going to be very interesting. I just want to see how Jordan Poole responds after a game he had last night. The other series, you know, the old school Heat-Knicks series is going to be great. Like dogs are going at each other. Boston-Philly is going to be also interesting as well to see how that's going to stack up. And then, of course, I can't wait to see who the Mr. Irrelevant is going to be this year. You know, last year was Brock Purdy. So who's to say who's going to be Mr. Irrelevant for this one? Outside of that, man, it's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, baseball wise, you know, you've been watching off and on through that too. So trying to flip channels, man, for the next, week or so, it's going to be, either way, it's going to be entertaining, to see how the playoffs going to shake out.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Harris, Romar Smith, these are my road dogs. Without these guys, I could not get this thing going. So I really appreciate them guys coming on in. It is the Studio W Sports Page, and we bought it here on our head. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to us. Thank you for being patient for us in our absence. And we're going to have some more sports talk, more football, more basketball. We're going to squeeze in some baseball, some boxing. And also we're going to squeeze in a little bit of wrestling in the upcoming months. Yeah, we're going to have some more studio guests, and we're going to get into all of that. But take your time during the week. Be patient. Be kind to one another. Young guys, please stop the violence. We getting tired of saying that. We losing too many of our young folks.
Yeah,
we losing too many people.
I would like to come outside sometimes.
Yes, we all would like to come outside sometimes. So thank you for tuning in to us. This is the Studio W Sports Page. I'll holler at y'all later. And as far as the spirit goes, I'll see y'all in church tomorrow.
Push your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought to something right is bought. Most Z-Zacks believe that token. Where you from? Oakland, smoking. In attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.